This is Terrell Roper, extension pomologist at Utah State University. I have observed and I have seen reports from many locations in northern Utah of fruit and nut trees dying back at the shoot tips. The ends of branches and the tops of trees are dead, while shoots lower in the trees are growing normally. Some young trees have been killed outright. What conditions brought about this injury? In October 2019, and again in October 2020, we experienced a precipitous drop in temperatures. Trees can easily survive temperatures in the 20s when fully acclimated. The injury is caused by lack of time to acclimate to the cold temperatures. Ice formation damages membranes, and life ceases. As temperatures drop in the autumn, plant cells dehydrate as part of their acclimation process. When insufficient acclimation time is allowed, cells are full of water, and damage ensues. The result we see is dieback in the upper parts of trees or death of entire young trees. What can be done to remedy the situation? The dead branches won't come back to life. Prune off the dead branches just slightly into the living tissue. For large trees, employing an experienced arborist will be required to remove the dead and dangerous branches. Further, even though we are all under water restrictions, trees need water to survive. Less frequent, deep irrigation is best for trees. Soaker hoses are a great tool for watering trees. Place the soaker hose in a circle out 3 to 4 feet from the base of the tree and barely open the hose valve. Allow the soaker to run for several hours with just a trickle of water. Alternatively, a sprinkler could be placed under the tree and turn the hose valve to a very low flow. This allows the water to soak deeply into the tree's root zone. Hopefully, this fall will provide better conditions for cold acclimation. This is Terrell Roper, extension pomologist at Utah State University.